T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
When I walk in the club, like a Red Bull Friday. You know what? Be mentioned here. I'll call it Red Bull Vodka Friday. All eyes on me. You want Vodka Red Bull, Cody?
Yeah, I'll take one or two.
Landfill?
I want scotch and soda.
Oh. What are the chances one of you two is buying beers after the show? It's beautiful weather. Shots, shots, shots. Yes, Cody? Cody says no.
No, sorry.
At least
0.0.
Landfill was adamant that he wasn't doing it.
I'm hyped to not buy beers.
66 becomes a toll road at 3 o'clock, so I try to get there before that.
How much does it cost you prior to that? Like, if you,
it'll be free until 3 o'clock.
And what is it after 3?
Over $10, and I'm not interested.
What about you, Landfill?
Yeah, I'm just not...
You're just not interested.
I have no interest in going to a bar or drinking beers. Sounds terrible. I have tequila at home.
You can get a scotch and soda.
Not interested.
Okay. You guys are a lot of fun.
Thank you.
It is Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Here's what I want to do. It's always a useful exercise, much like we do the best player on the field. We're going to look at what the odds makers expect to happen in this Washington football game. Let's start with just the overall total, Cody, and then we'll dig through the specific player proposition wagers.
Alrighty, the Washington football team is -1.5 on the road, and the total is 47.5.
47.5. All right, how do we get there? Let's back that ass up into this total.
All right. Well, the player
passing.
Can we
play some juvenile?
The player passing yards. Here we go. Taylor Heinicke, over under 258 and a hook.
258 and a hook for TH. It's an interesting number. Cody, you're saying under?
Way under.
Why?
Because last week he went way under. I just see the same thing happening here in Atlanta.
Bill's defense is way better than
you're
the Falcons
right.
defense.
But it was around that same total, so I think Vegas just got this one wrong.
He went for 336 against the Giants.
That's the Giants.
I'm going over. And would you like to know why?
Yes.
Because you also have Curtis Samuel back. We should actually see if we can get a Curtis Samuel bet in real quick. But anyway, so Heinicke, I'm going over. What do they have Ryan at?
Matt Ryan is 261.5 yards.
Under. I'm going to bleed burgundy and gold right now. I think they're going to win, and they're going to win convincingly. I think the defense will show up. You hear me? You heard me? Write it down.
But they're giving up 400 yards a game. You think Matt Ryan's going to throw under 261?
I do. I think they're due to perform. Listen, you can make an Instagram graphic out of this. I don't care. I believe the Washington football team shows up this week and gives a glimpse at what we were all expecting, which is a really, really strong defensive group. I think it happens.
All righty. Player passing touchdowns. Taylor Heinicke and Matt Ryan are set at over under 1.5.
Might go over on both. I think, listen, if the Falcons get the ball first, history suggests they're going to score immediately. So there's a Ryan touchdown. I think Heinicke, I mean, hell, last week he still threw for 2 touchdowns. They were getting boat raced and he had 2 picks. He only had 14 completions and he still threw for 2 touchdowns. Heinicke gets scores. So I'd be comfortable getting Heinicke on the over, and I'll take Ryan on the over as well.
All right, now this one's going to be less exciting because we've got the player rushing yards, and on FanDuel, we've got Taylor Heinicke, Mike Davis, and Cordarrelle Patterson. That's it.
No Gibbs. I guess they were worried about Gibson injury situation.
Or McKissick. No Patterson. Jarrett Patterson.
All right, well, give us what we got.
Okay.
Hell.
Taylor Heinicke.
All you can do is what you got, Cody.
19 and a half yards for Taylor Heinicke.
I think I'll go under on that. People keep waiting for this like breakout rush game. And last week, I know he had 21. He's been kind of right around there. I would go a hair under because I think he'll be able to throw the ball from the pocket.
All right, and we're just going to skip down to player receiving yards because I don't know who those other two people are. Terry McLaurin.
You don't know who Mike Davis is?
No.
Tell him how dumb he is, Lanfield, please.
It's kind of dumb.
What team does he play for?
Atlanta, you dummy.
Do I watch them? Do I know anything about them?
Do you work in sports and preview the team that the team we're going to cover is going to play?
If you want to talk about Antonio Gibson, I know who that is. Not Mike Davis.
Cody, you're often impressive. Right now you're not.
But his over-under is at 46.5. He's not impressive.
What is Patterson's?
27.5. These guys are bums. I don't care about them.
Fine.
Player receiving yards. Terry McLaurin.
I wish B-Mitch was here to yell at you right now. Terry McLaurin receiving yards.
73.5.
Whew. Little high, but I like it. I think much like the Giants game where they didn't get to Terry enough against the Chargers and they forced it against the Giants, I think we'll see the same thing. I'll go over for Terry. They have a Samuel? They can't have a Samuel yet.
No, not yet. We've got Adam Humphries up next at 26.5 and De'Ami Brown at 27.5.
I'm going under on Brown. I might go under on Humphries also. I think you see Samuel. I think you see Logan Thomas. And I think you see Cam Sims. You got Thomas or Sims?
Logan Thomas is actually off the board right now.
Odd. All right, I think we've kind of gotten this thing a little figured out here. I think you see Taylor Heinicke have success with Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, Logan Thomas, and maybe a combination of Antonio Gibson and J.D. McKissick. That's who I'm counting on Sunday for the Washington football team. Now, do you have the Falcons receiving yards? Because if you remember, last week I kind of nailed that it would Steph Diggs would have a decent game, but it would be the other guys. I think, especially with news that Benjamin St. Juice is out, if you're looking at maybe some prop bets, I might stay away from Calvin Ridley and look at the other receiving threats for the Atlanta Falcons. Maybe that's Russell Gage, but I mean, the one that would catch my attention is Kyle Pitts. Between the Washington football team struggles with linebackers and now they're down a corner, I'd be looking at Pitts for sure. All right, boys, we got Cam Curl joining the program in 20 minutes. I need official predictions from everybody. So far, B. Mitch's prediction, which we should play if we can grab that. It happened. I wrote down the time. It happened at 10:50. In 30 seconds, Brian predicted rock bottom. He's got Washington losing in Atlanta. PFT commenter joined the program earlier, and I quote, said, "I'm nervous as hell." Lanfield, what do you got happening this weekend?
I'm also nervous as hell. The Falcons are a horrible team. I think that's the most accurate way to describe them. They are going on the road. But I feel bizarrely confident that they'll actually win this game. I just think
that Atlanta will?
That Washington's going to win this game because the Falcons are just so bad that I cannot possibly imagine them being able to beat Washington. I know that Taylor Heinicke played like absolute garbage in Buffalo, but he was decent in the Giants game. And if he can just be anything close to that, the Falcons have a terrible defense. Like, it's awful. And Matt Ryan's a million years old, and he can barely move. I feel like Washington can win this game, so I'm going with Washington.
I'm with you. I feel your bizarre confidence.
Yeah.
There is no reason to be confident in this game.
None.
Did
Zero.
You guys have any friend? Like, I had a buddy in college that was butt ugly. Just, like, not a good-looking fella. Had a weird lip situation, bad teeth. Kind of short. he would go to the bars and was just so confident he was going to get laid.
Yeah.
That, like, that confidence was bizarre, but occasionally he pulled it off.
Bizarre, misplaced confidence.
That's where we are with the Washington football team.
Yes.
They're an ugly dude at a bar that we think is going to get laid.
Hideous. Just so awful.
Better hope they're giving out lots of shots.
Smelly, hasn't bathed in days.
Speaking of smelly, after that Five Guys lunch without B. Mitch in here.
Oh, my God.
I'm living free. I'll tell you that much. I got the place to myself. Mom and Dad are out of town.
Boo.
Cody, what's your prediction?
Washington football team on the road. 1 o'clock game, 24-20 final. The Washington football team gets back to 500.
Boys, I like that, Cody. I like where you're at. Phone lines are open for predictions. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Who do you got? Who do you like? I think Washington's able to score here. I think we're looking at a 33-23 final with a defensive score on the board. I think one thing that Charles Mann said that was really, really made a lot of sense to me was that Chase Young doesn't have to try to make the play, the game-changing play all the time. Just let the play come to you. I think we might see one of those plays this week. Honestly, they could really, really use one of those. We'll see what happens. My guy Floyd in Pennsylvania is on the Gambit DC listener lines. Floyd, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley. Or you're kind of just on with Finley. Sorry if that's disappointing.
No.
Okay. Thanks.
I'd like to know why Jeremy Reeves I haven't seen him on the field. Maybe in special teams, I don't know. I don't think he's suited up yet this year.
He has not suited up because he's on the practice squad.
Yeah, but him and Curl were doing a great job at safety last year at the end of the year. There was nobody getting burned deep like Landon Collins. If he gets burned, these ends get burned this weekend on another bootleg, I think I'm going to throw something and break my TV.
Well, don't do that.
Over and over.
You need your TV.
No, but
I tell you what, I agree with you. This defense did seem to stabilize last season once it was Curl, and then at first it was Everett, and then Curl and Reeves on the back end. Reeves is on the practice squad right now. I wouldn't expect him to get called up Saturday night, barring some sort of weird situation. But thank you for the call, Floyd. Appreciate it, man. There's a lot of reason to be concerned. Jaime on Twitter says, JP is jumping into the Heinicke pool again this week. Dude, you just can't quit him. Don't know why you don't just admit you are all in on Heinicke. I don't think I'm all in on Heinicke. I think he's their best option right now, and I think he can move the ball and score points, but I don't think he's the answer long term. I don't think he's proven enough to say he is.
See, the thing is, I'm not all in on Heinicke either, like not even a little bit. They scored 30 points and 21 points in the games that he started for them. The Falcons are an absolute trash defense, and Matt Ryan just is not capable of moving, and he barely has an arm anymore. And I feel like Heinicke can get them to 24, 27 points, something like that, and that's enough for the win. I don't feel confident in it. It's not going to be pretty.
Yet you're bizarrely confident.
But I'm bizarrely confident. I have, like, long term, I have zero confidence in Taylor Heinicke 6 games from now. But in this one game, yeah, I think he's getting them 24 points in a dub.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Should we put $100 on Washington?
I think we should consider doing that, yeah.
I got 50 on it.
I mean, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Let's go to Wayne and Bowie. Wayne.
It makes sense, though. Wayne. Why don't we try to go next weekend?
Wayne.
You on?
Wayne.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm sorry. How you doing? Okay. JP.
What's up, dude? Who are you arguing with?
Hey, I'm hanging in there like a hemorrhoid. But anyway.
Good to know.
I want to tell you, Washington football team is going to blow it wide open. It won't even be close. 31-10. Heinicke, 4 touchdown. Heinicke, 4 TDs. He's going to throw 2 to Terry and 2 to Logan Thomas.
I love it, Wayne. That's what we needed. Some optimism.
You like that?
And I also appreciated you arguing with that other dude before you realized you were on the radio. I loved every part of that call. We needed some optimism and some random background noise. Landfill. That's where we are. That's what we need. That's the fire I want in these predictions, all right? Even Cody Betts thinks Washington's going to win. Everybody but B-Mitch and PFT think Washington's going to win. What about Max? Max in Great Falls. What's up, buddy?
Hey, JP. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How about you?
Good, good, good. I'm going to go 33-17 Atlanta.
Oh, Max.
I just can't do it anymore, man. I just think that we're going to realize this week what Washington's really made of. And I really, really think that Snyder's going to get involved after this game. I know he's been hands-off so far.
If they lose to Fred Smith's son, I think you could hear from Dan. I certainly do.
I just think it's 33-17 Atlanta, all right?
Thank you, Max. Hope you're wrong, though, buddy. Let's go to my guy, Francisco. Cisco, what's up, man? You're on with B-Mitch and Finley.
What's going on, guys? How's it going, man? Thank you guys for having me on the show, man.
Thanks for coming. What do you think happens this weekend?
Absolutely, man. So I personally think that it's going to be 20-17. I think Washington's going to win this game. I'm just a little concerned because our defense has been playing really sloppy. But I think if we don't give up too many points, we don't have to worry about Heineke trying to shoot the ball and trying to like cram the ball in tight situations. So if our defense doesn't let them score as much, I think we'll be fine, man.
Thank you for the call, Cisco. Appreciate you, buddy. Landfill, he brought up a good point there. If the defense doesn't let them score as much, they should be good. Sure as hell didn't happen in Buffalo.
Theoretically.
I think it could work. Charlie in Fort Myers is calling about his daughter. Hello, Charles. How do you do?
I'm doing good, JP. How are you?
I'm good, pal. What do you think happens this weekend?
Well, I'm actually driving up with my daughter to go to the game in Atlanta, and I'm terrified. My daughter, the last couple weeks, has looked at me, and she's like, why would I root for this team? And she's 12, and I'm hoping to continue the legacy in the family here. But I had to bust out. I took the Sean Taylor jersey off the wall, talked her into wearing that for the game.
Charlie, let me ask you something.
I'm pulling out all the stops.
Listen, God bless you because you want your daughter to root for your team. I get that. I got young girls myself. But have you live in Fort Myers. I know where Fort Myers is. The closest football team to you, I assume, is the Tampa Bay Bucks or the Miami Dolphins. Probably Tampa by a hair. Is that right?
Yep, exactly.
Have you thought about just letting her root for the Bucks? Like, how much fun would it be for her to be a Tom Brady fan right now?
Well, I mean, yes, I have. She actually, she pulls for the Bucks. It's, the goats down here, so everybody's kind of rooting for him at some level,
Yeah, sure.
But as long as it doesn't impact their team. But, I've got pictures of me and as a toddler in my team gear. And, I remember the glory days. I remember, all of that stuff. And
I hope you get a win, dude.
How long is the drive from
Fort Myers to Atlanta?
It's about 9 hours without stops.
Dude, you know what? I thought they were going to win. At this moment, I'm now really, really hoping they win for you and your daughter, and you guys have a great time. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Got this from James Schneider, says, Redskins 31, Falcons 17, borderline 20-plus Bud Lights consumed. That sounds like a good Sunday.
Sounds fun.
Just don't drive. All right, Jimmy? Last one, Keith is in Southern Maryland and has a prediction. What's up, Keith? What do you like?
I like the Redskins to lose because they always will.
And with that kind
they're
of
gonna lose. They're going to lose forever, and it's Landfill's fault.
All right, thanks, Keith. Keith, just a ray of sunshine.
That was mean, but, not exactly wrong. Statistically, over, the last 30 years, they've been awful. They just lose all the time.
Not inaccurate.
Yeah.
They've got to win. Look at me in the eyes. They have got to win. Do you know how hard everything becomes if they lose this game? Do they understand how hard everything becomes if they lose this game? I do. I have seen this show before. Seen it repeatedly, over and over and over. They've got to win. Please win the football game. When we return, one guy that can help him do it, Cam Curl, will join the program.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One more time. It's Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. I'm going to read that again in a real voice. Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Plus, it's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Never forget that, folks. Right now, time to talk to Washington football team safety, Cam Curl. And obviously, when you talk to any player on the Washington team, but especially on the defensive side of the ball, about the beginning of this season, you got to ask, how hard has this been?
It's been tough, you know, just because, you know, I know what we got in our room. You know, I know we show what we're capable of, you know, so when we don't reach that standard, you know, it's always disappointing.
That Bills game was really one-sided, and I don't think in the pros you had a game quite like that, and I don't know what it was like in college for you. How tough is it to come off a game like that and then have to get right back on the horse with Atlanta coming?
You know, it's tough just taking a loss like that, but it's not that tough to bounce back because you want to show, like, what you really can do, you know what I'm saying? You want to show, like, that's not us, you know what I'm saying? So just coming back and being able to come back at this pace we're doing, like, just showing what we're capable of. That's the main thing, to try to show we're capable of.
What needs to happen differently against the Falcons?
We just got to play our game, you know what I'm saying? The Bills, we weren't playing our game. Like, we watched the film. It was a lot of, you know, mistakes, you know what I'm saying? So just playing fast, playing hard, you know, communicating well, and just making sure everybody's on the same page.
Give me some specifics about kind of the breakdowns in Buffalo.
You know, just like assignments, you know what I'm saying? Assignments, you know, and then just making plays to get off the field on third down. That's what we got to do. That's the third down. That's the money down. You got to make plays to get off. So that's what we got to start doing.
A lot gets made about the secondary maybe playing zone versus man. Mm-hmm. Is there a system you prefer? Can you guys perform in both situations? How does that all break down?
I feel like we got a bunch of versatile DBs, so we can play zone and man. You know what I'm saying? We can mix it up on anybody. So it's just toning in on the details, you know what I'm saying, because it's a precision league. So, you know, that one step can get you out of place easy. So just getting back in on the details.
And then at times it seems like when there's good coverage, there's not much pass rush. And when there is some pass rush, there's a coverage breakdown. How do DBs and D linemen kind of get on the same page?
I feel like you have to, you know what I'm saying? Just the coaches say it to us every day, you know, it's coverage and rush, they go together. So when you have good coverage and good rush, you know, your defense is going to be good. So just us being consistent, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, it might be good rush and then bad coverage, or bad rush and good coverage. If everybody's consistent, then we're going to have good rush and good coverage every play.
So now you've got this trip down to Atlanta, and you've got a situation where the expectations on this defense coming into this year were really high, and they weren't unfounded. You guys performed at a high level last season. Do you feel pressure at all? Does that permeate into the world
you
here?
You probably feel a little pressure just because you know, like, to yourself, because you know what you can do. But, like, we don't want to, like, you know, focus in on all the outside noise, you know what I'm saying? But it's probably just pressure in the building because we know what we can do and we haven't performed like that yet this season. So it's just pressure on each other, you know, to play better.
Do you say something to your teammates, or are there other guys that step up and say, guys, we got to be better than this?
Yeah, we got our leaders, but everybody's in there. You know, at practice, everybody's making sure everybody's on on the keys, you know what I'm saying? So we got leaders like Chase, you know, Bach, you know, all the and some older guys, but everybody's buying in. So, like, when we can get that and get the communication right, we're going to be good.
What's the vibe like with the coaches and the players now?
It's a good vibe, you know what I'm saying? They're teaching us a lot, and we're just learning from, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of respect for our coaches because they've been places, you know, they play, so they understand us and stuff. So, and they're all good teachers. So we just listen to them teach us and just be better learners.
You feel like you guys are going to come out Sunday in Atlanta with maybe a chip on your shoulder after what happened against the Bills?
For sure. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, we got to show everybody that's not us. You know, that's not our defense. We got to show them what we can do. So it's definitely going to be a chip on our shoulder.
A little bit of a different one for you. There's another football game this weekend in the state of Georgia.
Yeah.
That's your Arkansas Razorbacks against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Are you going to allow some time to watch that?
I gotta tune in to that one. It's college game day too, and
yeah.
I gotta tune in to that one. My Arkansas guy turning up this year. You know,
how excited are you to see your alma mater?
It's crazy. I'm so proud of them. You know what I'm saying? Because like the years I was there wasn't that good. You know what I'm saying? But they pushed through. You know, Coach Pitt. He's a great coach. You know, I love him. You know, he got the guys on the right.
Did you know him? Did you play for him?
No, I didn't play when he had left my freshman year. He was already gone. But before I declared, he had came back. And, you know, we had some conversations and stuff. But he's a real good guy, real players coach.
You want to give me your best Woo Pig Suey?
Yeah, I remember how to do it. You know
I think you probably remember.
Yeah, it's Woo Pig Suey.
That was very subdued, but you sold it. You sold it well. Cam, thank you very much for your time. Good luck to the Hogs this weekend, and I hope everything goes great in Atlanta, too.
Appreciate you having me.
I feel like you guys could really use a win around here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we can.
Thank you, Cam. Could really use a win around here. The thing that stood out to me there is Cam Curl saying that the Washington defense is going to come out with a chip on their shoulder to prove that what happened in Buffalo is not what's going to happen this weekend. Easy to say that. It's a different thing to do it. I think they can get it done. Landfill thinks they can get it done. We are appropriately titled Bizarrely Confident. When there is no reason to be confident, we remain bizarrely confident. One reason that we shouldn't be confident whatsoever is that the Washington football team has been god-awful. 31st in the NFL. It's only 32 teams on third downs. Go to Jay in Germantown. He wants to talk third downs. Jay, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Finley? How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, so I moved to the DMV back in 2005. Wasn't really a football fan. Fell in love with the Redskins, Washington football team because of Sean Taylor. This defense right now, man, I don't really think it's the fact that we don't have the pieces. First and second down, we're winning, man. We are winning. Third down defensive play calling, Chase Young, Monte Sweat on the sideline on third and 15 is ridiculous. We got to do better at third down defensive play calling. Outside of that, offense I think is going to be clicking this weekend with Samuels back in the lineup, hopefully. But that third down defense has got to get better.
The only thing worse than their third down defense is their third down offense, which is remarkable. Third down defense, they're giving up almost 60% of third downs into first downs, 58.7%. But offensively, they're dead last in the league. Defensively, they're second to last, Landfill. Put that on a tombstone. We're second to last. Offensively, dead last. They're converting only 26% of their third downs. One out of four third downs is how often they get a first down. You know who's probably butt-tired? Tressway. You know who's probably really tired? Not DeAndre Carter, because he's not returning anything. There's no punts. You got to return punts to be tired. Take your calls. Grant and Danny coming up next. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I got a bunch of tweets. People are tweeting in their predictions. I got this tweet from Big Baller 23, Landfill. Maybe we should get a hold of him. He says, "Hey, JP, I'll go drink beer at the bar with you, and I'll bring a joint." So We got that as an option.
Well, now I'm in.
Yeah. Well, we got options. Anybody, listen, you know what you need in life? Options. We got options. Smave, it's quite a name, Smave. Smave on Twitter says 30-17 Falcons. If Atlanta scores on their first drive, it's over. St. Juice has been the only player at corner that's made a play, and now he's out. Big Baller 23, the guy that just offered us a joint, says Washington 17, Atlanta 31. Matt Ryan picks apart the zone. Yeesh. People are not optimistic. Landfill. People are not optimistic. Let's go to Josh in Alexandria. Josh, what's up, buddy? You're on with B. Mitchell Finley.
28-3, Burgundy and gold. Let's go.
Now you're talking. Now That's you're talking, happen. Josh. I appreciate
if
that.
If I'm wrong, we're going 4-12 and be looking to go play out in some traffic or something, but or 4-13 rather.
Yeah.
But what stood out to me with that Cam Curl interview was he actually did kind of admit to there being pressure internally inside that building because they know that they're capable of better. I was just trying to get your thoughts on that. I kind of wish B-Mitch was here, nothing against you, just to offer the player's perspective. But I really do think they could come out with the chip on their shoulder. I hope Chase being quiet at the podium, not divulging anything. I really do think we could see some good stuff. What do you think?
Thank you, Josh. Appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, I think Cam Curl's just being honest. Those guys, whether they feel pressure from the media or not, they know they're 1-2. And they know they just got boat race and they're professionals. So I think that they feel pressure because they're not performing up to their level of play that they want and have delivered before. And I think they know how quick this thing can get away from them if they can't win in Atlanta. Let's take one more call. Our guy Lou in D.C. Lou, what's up, man? You're on with B. Mitch and Finley.
What's up, JC? Be missing day to day, so you just call the show JP show today. But look, man, what I want to see Sunday is you got to unleash this. Whatever you holding back, man, you ain't got nothing to lose. You playing with a team; they don't have anything to lose. So you know, if you're trying to get back on the right track, and you got to, you know, the schedule's not looking good. So you really have to let these, like, you know, the D line, I mean, Chase, you know. God, they just have to dominate out there.
I'm with you, dude. And I appreciate you calling from a submarine, too. That really shows a commitment to the program. But I think at some point these fellas have to dominate. Like, be the players that you've shown in flashes you can be and that you were drafted to be and that you're paid to be and that you have commercials to be. Be that guy. Be the guy. Attack success. Show the world that they're wrong, you're right, you can deliver in this situation. If this is a real question, we're going to have to take it. Hey, Vaughn in D.C., you're on the Gambit D.C. listener line. What's up, buddy?
Hey, JP, what about Jeremy Sprinkle? Where is he at? Should we get him back?
I'm so glad you started laughing because I didn't know if you were serious. Like, I didn't know. Of all of the possible answers, of all the possible fixes, I would not have Sprinkle high on the list. God bless you, Vaughn. Have a great weekend. Go get yourself a bottle of Tito's, all the Red Bull in the world, and meet that other guy, Big Baller 23, at the bar for a joint. You deserve it. That was the call of the week.
He's on the Cowboys, by the way.
I'm aware. I think he's like kind of up and down from their practice squad. I hope Where's Jeremy Sprinkle calls in every week. Please. Thank you, Vaughn. When we return, weekend parlays, heard it here first, all of the action, maybe some side bets on a fantasy football matchup, plus Turtle Talk. Go Terps. Next on The Fan. Football Friday on B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Alarm.com, keeping you connected to what matters most. Landfill just made an incredibly disturbing noise in my ear. I think he tried to remind me to do the Football Friday read as he yawned, and it sounded like the noise an elephant makes when it gets hit by a tranquilizer dart. It was, that was something. Woo! I'm buying the band. I don't know the words of the song. In embarrassing musical news, I was dropping bars to Cody about the drug game. And he's like, how do you know all this stuff? I was like, dude, it's the Ten Crack Commandments. He's like, what? So I had Cody listen to the Ten Crack Commandments by Biggie, and he was stunned that there's like an actual, it's basically selling crack 101. That, go listen to that and Master P's first album. You get it all figured out. That's a child of the 90s right there, baby. It is time. It's the end of the week. It's time to reconcile our debts on Heard It Here First and prepare our riches with the weekend parlay. Before we get to it, I do want to ask a question. My guy Clayton Minnick, and Clayton, let me be clear that I appreciate you listening to us. Clayton says, I've been listening to JP and 106.7 all morning regarding the Washington football team. JP, why do you think this is a must win against the Falcons? If you think 1-7 is a real possibility if we lose, then why would 2-6 be better? Because it's one more win. Like, I guess I get his point that, like, if I'm saying, well, they could lose all these, what difference does it make? You want to borrow a phrase from Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. You want to win the games. It's October 1st. I am not prepared to live in a world where we're talking about draft position. Okay? So you play to win the game. All right, Cody, hit me with Heard It Here First.
Heard It Here First. JP Finley, you went 2-2 this week. B. Mitch went 2-3. Mullins went 2-2. And I went 2-2.
So no winners.
No winners.
Who? What was the last real winner? You, like in August?
Last
week. Back in baseball picks?
It was last week.
I don't think it was last week. Landfill, have you recovered from your tranquilizer dart?
Yeah, I'm very tired. Baseball.
How are you so tired?
I don't know. Baseball bets shouldn't count. That's all I'm saying.
Baseball bets are allowed on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
I won last week.
Yeah.
I went 4-2.
I did have to read this, speaking of baseball. This is a tweet from Dan Steinberg. Anybody going to the Nats game tonight?
Nope.
It's DEA night at the Nats game. This is real. I'm not making this up.
Now I'm really not going.
The Nats will host the inaugural DEA night with a pregame ceremony with students from Operation Engage, a comprehensive program that targets the top drug threat identified by the local DEA while continuing to focus on drug trafficking, violence, and crime.
We're training the kids to be narcs?
Yeah.
It's the worst program ever.
And they're celebrating it at a Nats game.
How about keep the rest of the government open and just shut that program down?
Yeah, like, how is this a serious thing? I mean, DEA night at the Nats game. I am stunned by the marketing geniuses on our planet. That's all I can tell you. I don't blame the Nats. They're 50 games under 500. They're just going to sell some tickets to these DEA guys. Who is the brainiac at the DEA that came up with one, Operation Engage, to try to convince kids to be narcs all the time, and two, to celebrate it at a baseball game? Please. The only thing dumber is that Ahmet wants to put $600 on our weekend parlay. Let's find out what our weekend parlay is and what it'll pay.
All right, so the weekend parlay, JP, you've taken the Terps.
Turtles, baby. Let's do this. You don't think they're going to win, Cody? You can GTFO.
Did you take the points or the money line?
I took the points, I believe.
He did. He took the Terps plus 3.5. They're playing, I think it's Iowa tonight.
Especially that hook makes me like it a little bit more.
Iowa, they are
live
the Hawkeyes.
Live by the hook, die by the hook.
Not the Cornhuskers. Not that's the Nebraska. I'm taking the under in the Seahawks-Niners game. It's 51.5 points. I'm taking the under. Jimmy G is the quarterback of the Niners, and he sucks. I believe Cody is taking the over on the Tom Brady passing touchdowns prop. That is 2.5. So we need 3 touchdowns from Tom Brady.
I like it, but it seems super square. The whole world's going to be on that.
It's the only one with plus odds in our whole parlay.
That is fake news, but keep going.
I'm
speak your own truth.
I'm picking a side. So it's what, minus 110? Like, that's just normal picks.
Mm-hmm. Ahmet is actually taking something that's plus 130. He's taking the Lions money line. They're playing the Bears.
And why wouldn't you take the points in that situation?
He's a crazy person. Beamich is taking the Chiefs minus 7 against the Eagles, which is the pick that I'm by far the most nervous about.
Square.
Yeah. The Chiefs don't cover.
All right, so how much money we got in here, and how much can we win? I'm in for $1.
Yeah, you and I, who are doing the smart thing and only betting $1, I think Cody is a little bit of a degen. He's putting $7 on it.
How'd you decide on 7?
No, I said 5.
Oh, he's putting 5 on it. My bad.
Landfield, how many Quaaludes did you take today?
So,
why are you sound like you're in the submarine with that dude that called in.
I can't get, you can't get Quaaludes anymore.
I think Landfield is on Quaaludes, and that's why he's scared of DEA night.
I don't want him around here. we're going to win $1,568 if it all hits.
I mean, money in the bank. Go ahead and spend it. Go ahead and spend $1,500, Cody, because we're winning this one. I can feel it in my bones.
Yeah, we cut the stallion out, by the way, in case anybody didn't realize.
However, I am bizarrely confident in my Turtles tonight, and I'm bizarrely confident in the Washington football team on Sunday. I'll be back Monday. If I'm wrong, call me.
Is Tua's brother a better quarterback than Tua?
I don't know about that.
By the way, the answer is yes. Tua sucks.
If both teams win, Cody, you owe us 100 push-ups when the show opens Monday morning.
Yep. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it. We got a push-up action. Not a push-up bra. Listen, thank you very much. We had a hell of a show today. Thank you to our guests, Michael Irvin, PST commenter, Charles Mann, and Cam Curl. Thank you to all the callers. Grant and Danny coming up next. Everyone, please enjoy DEA night at the Nats game. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.